Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo. Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish of the people in the world, and you will create a happy life, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. When I read the Heart Sutra, first time, it was about 18 years old, and I was surprised, and I felt so peace. Very short translation of the Heart Sutra in Japanese. And if I remember, if I look back, what part made me feel so peace is that which it says that the phenomenon has no actual existence. I think it's a translation of Shikisoku Zeku, which usually translated as phenomenon as is emptiness. And the phenomenon has not actual existence. Well, we have been educated that the reality is a concrete, and we cannot move, we cannot give any influence, and we are just passive, and we have to follow. That was the education, and it was strongly tied up our view of the life, and I was so suffering about it, that the reality which adult said you have to live with the reality. And usually what they say, reality is something, go to school and make money, get work and go to work and get money. But if the phenomenon is not real, actual existence, then we don't need to be tied up. If we don't need to be tied up by the phenomenon, by the what they say, the concrete reality, then what we can do is to create the phenomenon, create the reality as what we want to make. At that time, I also read a book, something that experienced that the one guy kept saying thank you. I think he meant thank you, the great spirit of the universe. And he repeated all day long for a couple of months, and suddenly he got something like enlightenment and totally see the world view differently and start to be able to create the future by what he wants. Wow, that's fantastic. But anyway, get back to subject. What Heart Sutra teaches us to be able to enlighten that the phenomenon is not a real actual existence, but we'll be able to create. How to be able to teach in this state, there are six practices, six wisdom practices is what Heart Sutra is teaching. And what the first one is saying, the Heart Sutra is saying, is dhyana, Diana in Japanese, which means to, it's about giving merit to others in order to let others to be transmitted the great love of the great spirit of the universe. The purpose of Diana, which is altruism, the purpose is that to let others realize the great love of the great spirit of the universe. Realize means to feel it, to experience it, and in the end, to live with it. No, after that, start to transmit to others that the great love of the great spirit of the universe exists. And based on this, that people can change their life. This is one of the main message of the Heart Sutra, who said that altruism is not the feeling. It is a wisdom just to realize our existence. Of physical point of view, we are made of the body element, body parts. For example, we have internal organs and bones and muscles and this and that. And let's say the mouth. What is mouth for? It is to bite, chew, and eat to send to the stomach, or speak and communicate with others. Mouth is not for mouth itself, so as all the internal organs. The stomach is not for stomach itself, it's to digest and send to a small intestine and to let transform the food to the blood. By the way, which is creating the transforming to the blood is not bone marrow. It is small intestine. Well, get back to the subject. Same as each individual existence. Each individual beings are not for the individual itself, for the whole universe, all other beings. If each individual beings thinks that all other beings are for existing for that beings only, it is very unnatural and it's unhealthy, unharmonized, and it is stupid to think that way. However, most of the people are thinking that mainly focusing into themselves and thinking to that all other existence is for him or her. This way of thinking, this mentality is unhealthy, unharmonized, unnatural, and it's stupid. How to be able to be healthy and happy by this mentality? As you live more for oneself, you lose the harmony with the universe, become unhealthy, unnatural. Let's say that you conscious the stomach. You feel that stomach exists. It means that you have the stomach is something wrong, not healthy. So as the individual person, if individual person feel on existence more and more clearly, it means unhealthy and something wrong with it in a way of living, in a state of the heart. As you live for happiness and joy of others, you start to lose the conscious of about yourself. As you more lose to conscious about yourself, you are more healthy, natural, harmony with the universe. Who will be unhappy by being natural, healthy, and harmony with the universe? Nobody. As you live for the Fuse, Dhyana, the altruism, the giving them joy and happiness for others, you start more having the future expectation of the happiness. And yes, the happy life will be created in this way. May you and people around you and people in the world start to live with Fuse Dhyana, giving happiness and joy for others, and start losing yourself and transmit the great love of great spirit of the universe, and live with the moment to moment increases the happiness and joy from now on to the future, all the future.